Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Mike from Monroe is. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Bumbershoot is held over which holiday weekend in Seattle?
Labor Day.
Correct. What band had the early 2000s hit song Drops of Jupiter?
Smash Mouth?
No.
Pass.
In the animated sitcom The Jetsons, what was the name of the family robot housekeeper?
Pass.
The Heart of Dixie is the unofficial nickname of which southern state?
Heart of Dixie. Tennessee?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Georgia?
No. Which member of the Beach Boys is deaf in one ear?
Ringo Starr.
No.
Pass.
Who wrote Oliver Twist and A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, pass.
What continent covers four hemispheres?
Asia?
No.
Africa?
Correct. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name is the slogan for what?
Tastes so good, say again?
Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name is the slogan for what?
Meow mix?
Yes!
Woo. Wow!
Meow, okay. Meow, meow, meow. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, can I answer the drop for Jupiter?
Yes.
Is that too late?
I mean, it train? Is, but train?
Okay.
Did you say train?
Yeah. You did.
Train.
What do you guys think? Taryn?
I mean,
Danny?
I always like to support our rockaholics.
Danny, what do you say?
I'm leaving this one up to Taryn.
I say keep it.
Okay, count it.
Yeah, count it.
Okay, we're counting it, Mike. That means you got four correct.
I didn't do that great, so I'll take as many points as I can.
Yeah, honestly, I think you're going to lose regardless. So,
let's go.
But maybe not. Maybe that'll be the difference maker.
See, I like Mike.
That's why I left it to Taryn, so that way Stephen can get mad at her, not me.
Taryn, fun fact, Like Mike is one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
That's a movie?
Yes.
Was that Michael Jordan?
It was with Bow Wow.
What?
Was Michael Jordan in that?
I think so.
Isn't he the Mike and Like Mike?
No, my Like Mike is Bow Wow.
Huh?
You guys haven't seen this movie?
He wants to be
like Mike. He wants to be like Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Did you just get that? That's your favorite movie?
I did just get
And the
that.
Plot is being explained to you now?
Did you actually listen to the movie or you just look at the video?
I've watched that movie like so many times, you guys.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Steve, are you ready?
I don't know if I am after hearing this.
Wow.
You guys, I'm not the brightest in a lot of ways, okay?
The movie's about Lil Bow Wow has a dream to be a famous basketball
yes.
player to mix it up with some of the NBA's greatest, like Michael Jordan.
Like Mike.
It's in the synopsis.
I was 2 days years old when I figured out that.
Wow.
She shamed you for it, Taryn.
Oh, my God.
He even had the sneakers, the Jordans.
Yes, and he puts them on, and then he became, like, an amazing basketball player. I'm ruining the story.
Remember what brand of sneakers they were?
Nikes?
Mike Jordan.
Jordan.
You know. I mean, Nikes.
And then he adopts him. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Everyone watch it.
Well, now you told us the whole plot. I don't even need to see it. I think I actually have seen that movie, though.
And it's so good.
I mean.
Even if you don't know what it's about, it's so good.
I would agree that it is definitely Lil Bow Wow's best film.
What else is he about it?
I don't know.
My brain hurts, guys.
Oh, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Now I hope you lose. Bumbershoot is held over which holiday weekend in Seattle?
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. What band had the early 2000s hit song Drops of Jupiter?
Oh, man. Train.
Correct.
And their former bassist sadly passed away.
Sure did.
Fell in the shower.
Sitcom The Jetsons. What was the name of the family robot housekeeper?
Betty?
No.
Betsy?
No.
Rosie.
Yes. The Heart of Dixie is the unofficial nickname of which southern state?
Texas?
No.
Tennessee?
No.
Alabama?
Yes. Which member of the Beach Boys is deaf in one ear?
Brian Wilson.
Correct. Who wrote Oliver Twist and A Christmas Carol?
Dickinson. Charles Dickinson.
No.
Oh. Frank Gershwin.
No.
Steven Spielberg.
No. What continent covers...
Charles Dickens.
Yes.
Damn it.
Too many guesses.
I
what
know.
Continent covers four hemispheres?
Africa.
Correct. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name is the slogan for what?
Is that Friskies?
No.
Is that even...
I don't know.
Meow Mix!
Yes!
Meow, 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 meow,
again. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-2-3, kind of 4.
Oh, why did I try so hard?
Congratulations.
I still like Mike. I still like Mike.
Yeah, and I still love that movie.
You should watch it again.
Now that you've had an awakening.
Now that you know the plot, you should try and watch it again.
Okay, to my defense, no one calls Michael Jordan Mike Jordan.
Fair.
Thank you.
Okay, don't placate that, Steve.
You eventually got...
I mean, going into a big weekend, we got a big show tomorrow. I want her to have a good mindset.
I'm not, a bad not her one
think
now.
That the movie wasn't about Michael Jordan.
I thought he was Mike. You eventually got that Charles Dickens wrote Oliver Twist and A Christmas Carol. Not Charles Dickinson.
Dickinson.
Yeah. But, wow, other than that, amazing job. Congratulations.
You did well, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage your anger? 206-803-ROCK. There is a strange way one woman is doing it. She's going viral for it, too. She takes a bowl of ice cubes into the bathroom with her and then throws them as hard as she can into the bathtub.
That's rather aggressive.
It's very aggressive. She put it up on TikTok, and everyone has an opinion about it, but you got to hear the audio of what it sounds like.
Now, if you live with her, either as a significant other or as a roommate, at that moment when you hear that, do you just turn around and say, you know what, I'm just going to go to the neighborhood bar, take a minute, wait for them to calm down. They are throwing ice cubes aggressively into a bathtub and they're grunting. I don't want to be in the house.
Well, some people are arguing that it's not destructive. It's kind of like, it's like a rage room, She's not actually hurting anything. It's all contained. Mm-hmm. But other people think that she's a psycho.
I mean, she could be both.
Yeah. It's cheaper than therapy, I guess.
How do you manage? I don't know. Do you ever get angry?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I assume so. You're a parent. Kids will make you mad over the dumbest stuff sometimes. But how do you manage your anger?
Honestly, I just get outside. Usually it's like take the dogs for
scream?
A walk. Not usually.
Okay.
Not much of a screamer.
Not like scream at the person, but just like go outside and be like, and then all of a sudden the roosters start going,
Oh, God. No, but that's, farm chores. I'll go out and visit with the animals, get in the garden, walk around the trails. Just take some deep breaths.
Many folks just don't get.
Are the animals your therapists?
They kind of are.
Yeah.
Who gives the best advice? The goats? The chickens? Or
definitely Ginger the goat.
Ginger the goat, yeah.
Ginger is the goat.
She's got very understanding eyes.
Well, she really does. Okay.
A comforting tongue.
Yeah. What do you do?
You know what I now do? It's a weird story, but it's going to sound sad, but it's not really meant to be a sad story. But it actually was like a massive wake up call. So. I grew up in a very temperamental household with my dad. My dad would fly off the handle on everything. I love my dad, don't get me wrong. But, he had and still does have some massive temper issues. Like, he's older now, so a little more chill. But, I mean, this is still the same guy that would, yell at somebody at, 75 years old and try and fight them. He's just, he'll snap. First time my wife ever met my parents, he snapped because my mom changed the thermostat and he lost his mind about that. So I always try my best not to let my temper get the best of me. But I grew up in a household where... That was just the thing, my brother, my dad. And sadly, at times, you get kind of caught up in that and you kind of become a temperamental person. I really do try my best not to. This is a couple of weeks ago, and my wife and I had an argument, and it was a dumb one, and I raised my voice. And I, like, it was like, and by me, it was like maybe like 2 minutes of us arguing.
Sure.
But I looked and I saw my daughter like kind of like sit in the, on the couch, and like you could tell like her whole body language just changed, and she was like kind of like trying to like just sink herself as far into the couch as humanly possible, and it wrecked me.
Oh.
Like I saw that and I swear, like to this day, and I mean obviously like, you know, it's still new, but every time I even think of like getting into an argument, I instantly think of that, and it brings me back to earth.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in that, and that was the hardest thing. Like, you know, when you grow up in a house where everyone's yelling, sometimes like you just kind of like you become very introverted and you kind of ball up and you just want to be in your room and be left alone. And I don't want her to grow up that way. I don't want her to have that kind of like world where she's scared because dad's yelling all the time or anything along those lines. So even though this wasn't on, you know, my wife would probably be like, I didn't even remember what you were talking about. Like, it wasn't anything awful, but it was enough to make her get weird.
Oh.
And I was like, I do not want her to live in that kind of a household. So now, like, anytime, like, you know, little things get, because you're tired, you get annoyed by something, you just want to like quickly like be abrupt in whatever you say, I instantly think of that. And that's the best way for me recently. I know it sounds kind of serious, I'm not trying to be like bring the room down, but like that is how I manage any kind of temper now. It's like,
yeah,
I do not want her to grow up in a house where she has to see that, experience that. Like, obviously at times you're going to have arguments and stuff, but it doesn't need to be where you're raising your voice.
Yeah, for sure.
So that to me has been like the biggest inspiration now, is like, I do not want my daughter to grow up how I grew up, where you're scared.
Would you ever throw ice cubes in your bathtub?
No, I throw them at my wife all the time. No.
Oh, my God.
Duck. They're coming out. They're the little pellet ones. They don't hurt that bad. No.
No. Oh, now I'm thinking about ice.
Okay.
The pebble ice is the best ice.
It's nice.
It's the king of ice.
It's nice ice. Someone said, for me, it's smoking or vaping. But since I quit, my anger is getting really bad. I need to find a new outlet. How does our friend Sarah over here, because Sarah's a very emotional person.
Sure I am. And I used to have quite the temper because my father was quite the screamer. So instead of me...
And you pick up those habits as much as you don't want to, you do.
Yes. And my brother was kind of like, I feel like how Tatum was. And he just kind of sunk and kind of would hide in his room and not say. And I was the opposite. And so I got the temper back and would just fight back. So I used to be a screamer. I used to be really insane, even more insane now. And now I kind of have my moments, but I go... do a lot of yoga, get in my namaste. I call myself Namaste Sarah.
I've heard you say that, and I think it's hilarious because I could see it in your eyes. You want to snap at someone, and then I hear you say namaste, and I'm like, oh, that's her. That's her. That's a little code word for her.
Yeah, that's my get myself in check, you know, don't freak out. And I swear that people who like go to yoga a lot, they do it to keep the crazy bitch tamed.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a restaurant in Las Vegas called Dirty Dog, and they wanted to do something cool, a free Bluey event.
And it's not like it's just a hot dog place, even though it's called Dirty Dog. Sounds weird.
Especially in Vegas.
Yes.
Jinx.
Buy me a Coke.
It turned into a complete disaster because the event ended up going viral. Obviously, Bluey is a massive thing. Thousands of people showed up and tried to get in, and the staff could not handle the influx of visitors.
And if you don't have kids, Bluey is this children's television show that both kids and parents love. I think more parents love Bluey than their own children. At least that's how it is even in our household, where I find myself watching the episodes even when Tatum falls asleep, because they're just so much, they're a lot of fun, and they're not overly cheesy, childish. Like, they actually talk about some stuff that I think all parents can kind of relate to.
Yeah, people are very passionate about it, and also very passionate about how upset they were after what went down, and we have some audio from that.
When I saw him, my dad ignored him. I was mad. He looked like unexpected. We could like see his beard.
The kids were distraught. Some kids were crying. Some kids were upset, crying in their parents' shoulders. It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
Have you seen some of the pictures of this?
Oh, it's complete chaos.
It's the funniest thing ever. So like their itinerary was, at this time, you meet the real Bluey. And then they have a carnival station. They have professional face painters, which it turns out they weren't professional. Like, they were terrible at their face painting, I guess. So many people showed up. The real Bluey. It wasn't. It was some dude, like, wearing a Bluey onesie. Like, the kind that have, like, the big hood that goes over your head. Danny, have you seen this guy?
It was like Wish Bluey.
And everyone was mad because the guy wouldn't even talk. So he was acting like a mascot. So he wouldn't talk to the kids. But Bluey talks.
Oh.
So the entire thing was just a complete and utter S show.
Of course, some people had to go onto social media and express how disappointed they were in the situation. So we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we came across some of these posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, a.k.a. the Foul Mouth Warrior himself.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people say this is now their favorite segment to see whether or not our production director will curse and forget to bleep it out. So you just never know what's going to happen. But he grabbed some of his favorite comments, reenacted them in whatever voice he wants, just to illustrate how crazy people get on social media. So you ready for the first comment about the Bluey fiasco?
Let's go.
All right, here we are.
Thanks for ruining my 3-year-old's day, said one parent. Too bad. So sad.
That's called schadenfreude, when you take pleasure in others' discomfort.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, schadenfreude.
I thought that was a beer.
It's a German thing.
Leavenworth. All right, here's our next comment about the Bluey fiasco.
Vegas isn't meant for kids. They kill the vibe.
Yeah, but some people live in Vegas with children.
There's plenty to do in Vegas if you're bringing your kids along. Plenty.
I'm feeling pretty confident that this wasn't an event for like the tourists. This was more just like regular residents that live in like the Nevada area. All right, here's our next comment about the Bluey incident.
Who the f*** is Bluey?
Yeah.
Sarah, I think you'd like Bluey.
Really?
What do you think?
I want Barrett to get into it so that I can watch it, because it is funny.
I have other shows to watch. Better shows. Reality shows.
It's better than that Fortnite show, I tell you.
Fortnite? It's Fallout.
That too. Next comment about Bluey.
When are you going to have Blippi show up to Barton? LOL.
Another comment about the Bluey incident in Vegas.
I don't think you all realize the popularity of Bluey. That's why everything went all wackadoo.
Okay. That's a Bluey joke. Oh. Wackadoo.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That keepy uppy is a fun game. We play that in our house with a balloon. These are things that you don't know because you don't have a child. It might be for the best, actually.
Yes.
This episode of Bluey is called Deception and Disappointment.
Oh, that's heavy.
That's how they start every episode, with like a little thing, and then it says, this episode of Bluey is called blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I think he nailed it.
Yeah. All right, this next one is a very long clip, but it's all from one commenter. So are you ready for it?
Sure am.
For all the comments suggesting that people are mad and complaining want something out of it, if you don't tell people what they're doing wrong, it can't be fixed. It has nothing to do with being a free event. Most of us Bluey families would gladly have even paid for a Bluey event, but this was unacceptable, free or not. Anyone would be upset if they were expecting a character appearance and got someone in PJs. Also, Bluey was on mute the entire time. Children were so incredibly upset, and rightfully so. They're children. Parents, including myself, told kids they'd meet Bluey because this is what we thought and expected. They should have done more research on Bluey fandom before going out and doing something like this. Not even to parents, but to children. I can't believe I just read all that. Shoot me.
I think that last part was an editorial comment from Jason. I'm saving that clip for when I need to go to bed.
I feel very warm and comforting. The Bluey people are just as passionate as the Swifties.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, they will go to war. Kylie Kelsey is married to America's sweetheart.
Yes.
Jason Kelce, the former Philadelphia Eagles center. And she went through something crazy with a fan the other day.
See, I know a lot of fans also love her, especially if you're Eagles fans, because she refused to wear anything Kansas City Chiefs related, even the colors, because she's like an Eagles fan to the death.
For life.
And I think a lot of Eagles fans love that, like, no matter what. Even though her husband's wearing Chiefs colors, she still stood strong for the Philadelphia Eagles.
She was on a date in Sea Isle
City. Jason, I hope.
In New Jersey, and they were asking, some of these fans were asking for photos, and she politely declined. And then this woman who has absolutely no authority for the city of Sea Isle City was threatening to banish Kylie Kelce from the town.
Awesome. I respect that.
Here is some audio of the banning.
Where you are, you'll never be allowed in this town. No. You'll never be allowed in this town again.
What if she does have some sway? Like, what if she's married to the mayor? Probably not.
What do they do? Put her picture up in the back somewhere? Don't let her in the town.
I just think she's like, you don't know who the F you are, whatever she said. I'm like, well, you clearly knew who the F she was because you wanted a picture or an autograph from this person. Like, you were bugging her. Now you're trying to, like, diminish who she is. Like, you started it off by trying to bug her. I don't know what the situation was like, but based on that audio, I can't imagine she was all that friendly when she was even asking for the picture. Because, yeah. I mean, I would feel like most people would probably be like, yeah, whatever, take a quick picture. Or, but if maybe they were doing stuff with their family, then like that's the last thing they want to deal with.
Sure.
Have you ever been denied by a celebrity for anything?
Yeah. I'm still bitter about it.
Oh. Oh, now I'm very curious.
It was Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor from
Backstage
Slipknot.
Backstage at Pain in the Grass.
Okay.
I asked him for a selfie and he told me no.
Did he really?
Yes. And I never got another opportunity.
Man, I got like a bunch of selfies.
I bet you do. Huh.
He took a bunch of pictures with us.
Not me.
Were you tipsy?
No.
Was this the year that you were pregnant?
This was...
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like taking pictures with pregnant women.
I don't think it
women.
Was the year I was pregnant. It might have been the year before that.
Oh, he only likes taking pictures with pregnant women. I'm sorry.
Because I remember that. I was the only reason I asked that is because I remember Taryn being there because we were talking about social media and he walked by and I was like, I should go ask him for a selfie. It's a good thing I didn't.
Maybe he would have told you yes. Maybe it was just against me.
I'm trying to think of a time where he wasn't accommodating. He was nothing but nice.
That's your experience.
Danny, have you ever been denied by a celebrity for anything?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Do you remember Anton Yelchin? He was
Anton Yelchin. Name sounds familiar.
He was in Star Trek, and he did...
Yes.
He did a couple, like, Fright Night. Well, I was an extra on the movie Fright Night, because they filmed it in Albuquerque, and he was, like, the main star of it. And I remember after we, like, finished filming that day, he was at a roulette table, and I went up next to him, and I was trying to make it in radio at the time, so I went up, I was like, hey, man, like, working on the film with you. Obviously, yeah, I'm
co-starring on the movie with you.
I'm cook number 69. Like, it was nice. Like, you know, the smallest, like, role ever. And I was like, is there any way I can get, like, a quick interview with you for the radio tomorrow? And he's like, no, man, I don't do interviews. And just, like, kept playing roulette. And I was like, well, can I play roulette? And he's like, can you just go to another table? And I was like, so I left.
Denied.
I have so many.
Well, we know you're the best
the Billy
one was
Joel,
the Billy
one.
Joel one.
And shout out to Rebecca and her friend for they printed a giant banner at the Billy Joel concert that said, you told Steve Miggs to F off, you owe him an apology. And it was like an 8-foot long banner that was at the Billy Joel concert, which I think is just the greatest and funniest thing that's ever been done. But I think the one that first popped into my mind was when Everlast, remember What It's Like?
Oh,
House
yeah.
of Pain. That guy was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I love that first record. But I'm also a massive, massive House of Pain fan. And so I remember he came in studio, and I was so excited that he came in studio, and he did What It's Like acoustic. And I was like, I want to get him to do another song because I'm just loving this. Like, this is, like, selfish for me to have him in studio, and he's performing music acoustic. I was like, oh, let's have him do, like, one of his other songs. It was, like, a song called Ends or something along those lines. I'm like, can you do that song? He's like, yeah, no, man, I'm good. He's like, no, but it'd be really cool if you did that song. He goes, look, man, I'm not going to do any other songs. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to go in the other room and just pretend that I'm working. I'm
going to cry now.
Then Corey Taylor came out of nowhere and took a selfie with me, and I felt better.
And then he said, do you want to take another selfie, sir?
I'm still shocked that he didn't take a selfie with you.
I think you've been taking selfies all day.
Yes.
Dude. It was something wrong with me. There's many things wrong with me, but I'm sure he picked out one of them.
You must have said something to him that was inappropriate.